Ready to rumble?
Are you ready to rumble?
Hi, everyone. It's 6:17 p.m. Friday. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
I have a really bad cough. I'm Michelle. My cough is really bad.
Funny, because I didn't hear you cough all day until now. You taking anything for that, Michelle?
Only all the NyQuil a man can drink.
Among other things.
It wasn't bad today.
Among other illegal things.
And legal.
Tommy O'Shea is on the comments board.
No, he's not.
Greetings and salutations, ladies, he says.
The Tommy O'Shea?
Well, it's hard to know, but I think it might be.
What the hell?
Join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link.
How was your week?
Oh, we haven't been here for a long time.
Oh, yeah, welcome back.
Yeah, and then the week before we were at the record fair.
Which was a success.
Making fools out of ourselves.
That was embarrassing. I did get three numbers, though, and I met a man from Canada who was so handsome.
He was handsome.
We were texting.
I don't know how you do all of that. I don't get anybody's number.
I was too tired to make out with him. I couldn't even hang out with him.
I had no game.
I got a lot of numbers that weekend. I'm going to be coughing the whole time.
No, you're not. You're fine.
I have my teeth. Did you just pick your nose and eat it?
I didn't eat it. My nose has been stuffy for like 2 months. That is so distracting.
Allergies. Turn it off.
I don't know how.
Who are those people? Oh, tonight's the Loving Spoonful tribute band hosted by Amanda Nazario.
That's who that is.
They look fun. I'll be there.
I heard them practicing.
Dennis Dykin is in that band. And everyone should come on down tonight to 43 Montgomery Street.
What else is going on?
I told you I had the weirdest start to my week.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more.
Okay. I was having a meeting at my house with my business partner, Erica. And I made her some lunch. And we were eating, because, you know, I do a weird fast metabolism diet sometimes. So I was eating ground turkey. Mm-hmm. It cooked, not raw. Mm-hmm. So I'm eating this ground turkey. And then all of a sudden, my nose gets a little runny. So I had a mouthful of ground turkey, and I went... And then I realized I'd had a bloody nose. I just sniffled up all the blood into my mouth, and I was chewing a mouthful of blood and ground turkey.
Ew!
And that was Sunday. So that kind of set the tone for my week.
And then what happened?
What was the other thing?
Did something else bad happen then?
Wait, hold on. I gotta take my teeth out.
Ow, that sounds like it hurts. Ow, Michelle! Better?
Yeah.
Do you guys know Michelle has dentures?
They're not dentures. They're adult braces.
Just call them what you will, Michelle.
They're gross. You wanna try them on?
No, they're not gonna fit me. Plus, your spit is all over them. I can't even believe you put them on that dirty table.
I just thought the same thing. And I thought, I hope she doesn't call me out on that in front of everyone.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I moved back home.
Yeah, you're back in your new apartment.
Nothing works, but it looks great.
That purple wall that haunted me is finally gone.
Gone. It's all white and bright.
Nice.
Like my soul.
Thanks, Just Ted, for sending me a copy of Bruce Springsteen's LP, Nebraska.
Thanks, Just Ted, for sending me Jack Shiz.
Thank you. I don't know how I'm supposed to say his name, but thank you to the person who gave me my tickets to Jesus and Mary Chain on Sunday. See you guys there.
Thank you to that person for giving me Jack Shiz. Anybody else?
Want, take, have. I'm in a great mood because I've been making my art and I've hatched a new plan for love.
Oh, please tell me more.
That's all I'd like to say.
Please give me, like, just one detail.
I'll let you know when I make it happen. Which, when I set my mind to something, I usually get it.
Oh, I already know the plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
don't know the details.
I don't want to tell everyone.
I know what the
listening.
End goal of the plan is.
Casey's listening. In other big news, I will be hosting the WFMU Morning Show next Thursday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
That's exciting.
I'm going to do a set for every boy who's ever wronged me.
Will you dedicate
the
a song
will
to
be
me 24 again?
24 years long. Yeah, you've wronged me. I could do a song for you.
I'm not a boy, though.
That's okay. You're still an important part of my life.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate that. I appreciate you lumping me in with all the dudes who jerked you over.
Anytime.
Shall we?
Let's.
Tonight's topic is knuckle tattoos. If it was a life or death situation and you had to get knuckle tattoos, what would yours say?
I forgot to think of an answer.
Feelings.
Oh, yeah.
She, Lauren, my friend Lauren, Dino's, our old pal there, her answer was feelings on the comments board, but guess what her other answer was?
Dino's.
Yeah.
Finally, she got to use it for something. She's been waiting like 4 years.
I know. 201-209-9368. If you had to get knuckle tattoos, what would yours say? The rules are 8 spots. They don't all have to be letters, but you at least have to have 8 spots full.
I wanted to say one more thing about the record fair.
Okay.
It was really great meeting everyone who came out and said hello.
That's true, actually. We ran out of stickers.
I especially enjoyed meeting Rihanna.
Me too. She was so cute.
She was so cute. But to everyone who came out and said hi to us, that was awesome. So thanks for coming. And we have next year's dates already booked and planned. April 27th, 28th, 29th, I believe. So we'll be there.
Call us at 201-209-9368 or join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link.
There was a super hot dude there, but he walked in with his girlfriend, but he was like, "Hi, Michelle." And he was like, "Bye, Michelle." But his girlfriend was getting all bent out of shape that he kept saying my name and I couldn't talk to him more.
You're very interested in dudes today, Michelle.
It's because it's a full moon. Or it was 2 days ago, so that's why I was wild this week.
You got the horn going?
I went
horny going
wild this week.
Oh my god, I'm so hungover.
Anyway. Yeah, you love to party too.
Hey! Hey!
What?
Not as much as you.
Fine.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Grocery plumber,
maybe. It's only fitting that that was our first call.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to go to this Loving Spoonful thing tonight?
I'm so tired. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi, I got something. First of all, hello, guys. How are you?
Pretty
hey,
good,
what's up,
guy.
Buddy?
Let's see, my knuckle tattoo. Oh, my God, I turned up your radio here. Hold on a second. Would be what? And 4 question marks on my right hand. No good?
It's okay.
It's okay.
I know it's lame. It's relatively lame, but that's all I got.
Well, I appreciate your effort and your honesty.
Have a good one.
Nice giggle.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Why are you petting your beard? Like a supervillain.
Brendan. WFMU account on the comments board says cool teen. Ra is Rolly says get a life. None of these are funny.
Yeah.
Is this gonna suck? I thought this was gonna be good. Uh oh, we didn't come up with a plan B.
Let's keep trying.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
You were so convinced.
I really was.
If I was able to get a knuckle tattoos, mine would be shut up weirdo. It would be able to fit very easily because I have, like, 4X size hands when I get gloves.
I hung up on him.
That was nice of you. Let's try one more.
Okay, apparently people don't know how to count fingers either because they're giving me... Oh, this is rough. Steak eggs. How does that work on 8... I don't understand. That's 9.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Have a good one. HAVAGUD1. Well done, Dale, on the comments
board. I think
it's
funnier if you can see them. I think it's more of a visual.
Wait, you mean the topic?
Yeah.
Well, imagine it. What's plan B?
We had one.
Hi, you're on the radio. I don't have my phone here either.
Where is it?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Yo, what's up, buddy?
Not much. Hanging out, driving a truck. What are you guys doing?
That's cool.
I'm just hosting a radio show.
How's that been for you today?
Not so good, actually.
No? I feel like I got high hopes for this week.
I don't know. So far, it's not taken off. What you got for us?
Traffic really terrible right now.
Fascinating.
Just trying to get uptown. What did I see today?
What?
I saw a crazy lady.
I didn't ask you what you saw today.
Say it again?
No. Do you know that there's a topic to this show that you need to answer?
I gotta be honest, I missed like the first 7 minutes.
Oh, that's the best part.
Yeah, what's the topic today?
If you had to get knuckle tattoos, what would they say?
Oh, hell yeah. Cash only. Cash only.
That's a good one.
Why did you have an answer so quickly?
Because I've always wanted to get knuckle tats that say cash only.
What kind of truck do you drive?
What is this?
What's your job? Are you an art handler? You sound like an art handler.
No, I know some art handlers. I didn't know that was...
Everyone knows an art handler.
Everyone slept
Every
with an art handler.
Every girl has slept with an art handler.
I just slept with an art handler. I didn't know it was a job until I met her, actually. What I do is kind of like art handling. Like, I deliver, like, movie sets.
I like you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Michelle's really horny today.
Oh, that's right, the full moon.
Yeah!
You guys are in the stars, man!
Yeah, no, it's absolutely... I was riding my bike just the other night, and I looked up and I go, look at that full moon. And I just, like, I felt it in my belly. I couldn't help it.
Right? I ran towards it like a lunatic.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 24 years old.
Ooh! Ruined it!
You lost me!
You should have lied.
You should have lied.
They all say that, but it ends up never being a problem.
Oh, really? You're mature?
No, I'm extremely immature, but that's what they like about me.
Oh, okay. All right, buddy, have a good one.
I'll consider
Cash
it.
Cash only.
Have a good night.
Okay, wait, there was one on here that I liked. Here's one you'll like. Bluff ball.
I do like that
but
one.
With one F. Huh. Stay sexy. I like that one. It's so bad, I like that. Bull shiz. You got scared for a minute there.
I did. Two zero one 209-9368 is the number here at WFMU. Please call us. We're broadcasting live.
Iron grip.
These aren't funny.
Love WFMU. Yeah. Genius. Free beer. These are stupid. This topic sucks.
Oh, look, there's Ken leaving. Let's see if he does anything weird. Like, he's checking out the guitars.
Wait, this camera...
Look at him.
There's now a TV in the studio that is showing what's happening in Monty Hall.
Ken's leaving, checking out some guitars.
That's so weird. We got to tell them to turn that off.
Well, now he's going to get in his car and listen to us, so we should say something funny.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, what's up, guys? I will get the letters T-N-S-L... question mark.
You know you only get 8, right?
Oh, only 8?
How many fingers do you have?
10 fingers?
Yeah, but when you're showing your knuckle tats, 2 of them are hidden.
Man.
Oh, my God. Have a good one. People don't even know how knuckle tats work.
I had no idea what letters he was saying, did you?
No? Were you following along?
No, I didn't hold my interest.
Yeah, me either. I'm not trying to, like, spell.
I'm not trying to think.
Do you think Ken's in his car yet?
Trying to have a good time. Ken, are you in your car yet?
Ken, what were you checking out on that guitar?
We saw you on the TV here checking out some guitars.
Damn, someone said it should be bad topic.
Damn, that hurt. Harsh.
This sucks.
Who said that?
Oh, this is a good one.
What?
Ready?
Yes.
Plan ahead. Without the D.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Tom Hubbard from the comments board. You're on the list.
Way to go, Tom.
Finally, a smart answer. Jeez.
Took long enough in the sea of fools. What? I told you the moon's making me crazy.
You're so weird today.
I know. Everyone's been telling me I'm super weird this week. It's because I've been making so much art, I think. My spirit is wild and free.
I've been making so much love.
Have you?
No.
You haven't?
Who am I making love with?
Yourself?
Nah.
It's important to love yourself and explore your body, you know.
Nah, I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Since when?
Since never? Or forever?
Right.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I found the fatal flaw. I found the fatal flaw. Hello.
Hi.
That almost got you
Michelle,
hung up. What?
1L. Doesn't fit. Just doesn't fit, dear. You can't have that second L in your name.
No.
Are you drunk?
Why not? It's Friday, dear. Now, Francine. Michelle, turn on your cough button, kick back, have fun. Francine sits across eight knuckles. And I can't believe I'm the first one of the lonely, horny dudes to call you up and figure that out.
This dude's crazy.
They probably don't know my real name.
Somebody has to know your real name. But here's the deal, just so all you people know. I was the original voice. I was the Chris from Brooklyn once upon a time. I am the whole thing. It makes me very happy.
You are out of control today.
You are out of your goddamn mind.
What are you talking about?
You just said something you're not even allowed to say.
Crazy thing.
You know the radio rules. You're not allowed to say that.
Oh, that was in context. I'm very sorry. I do know the radio rules, and I apologize.
So Chris from Brooklyn, bad call.
Am I banned for life?
Not for life, but you know better.
Oh, come on.
You know I'm right.
It wasn't a four-letter word. It wasn't one of the seven dirty words.
Doesn't matter. It was sexual in nature.
Bye.
I met a boy on Wednesday night.
Here's another one I like.
What?
Knuckles.
That's stupid. I don't like this topic.
Okay, let's change it.
We didn't plan ahead.
Well, we'll come up with something else.
201-209-9368.
Tell us about the one that got away.
No, don't do this to me.
Why? You don't have to answer the question. We'll just hear everyone else's answers. I got one. His name was George.
Who was he?
He was a beautiful man, an
How
artist.
How old were you?
I was 27.
I didn't know you then. I'm going to get the one that got away back. I'm going to get him back.
Oh, he was beautiful.
Try and get him back right now. Why don't you call him?
We hung out. He took me to eat steak at St. Anselm.
Oh, I love that place.
Like in the spring, maybe? Last fall, maybe?
Was he married?
No, he's not married.
Huh. What happened?
I got on birth control, and I went nuts. Mm. Birth control makes me crazy.
Wait, if you went to St. Anselm's, that was recently.
Yeah, it wasn't that long. It was within the last year.
Why didn't you get back together with him?
Because I don't think he's trying to get back together with me. I think he just wanted to...
I'm going to get myself a husband.
He's so handsome and smart.
You should call him right now. We can call mine that got away.
Should we call him?
Well, if I don't get my own husband, I'm going to have to take someone else's.
I was dating him when I started this show. He met Ken at the first record fair.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get him back, Franny. Mark my words. Want, take, have, baby.
Well, then I'm going to get George back.
All right, and I'm going to get mine back.
And then we'll live happily ever after?
You know it.
I don't know how to get him back.
I'll show you.
I don't think he likes me anymore.
What'd you do?
Nothing. I mean, we're friendly.
But he tried to make out with you after steak?
No, but he dropped me off to my door of my building, which I got the feeling meant he wanted me to invite him upstairs, and I didn't. He was going to an artist residency in Cape Cod.
Which one? Wellfleet?
Yeah.
He was going to Wellfleet?
I'm telling you, the dude is awesome. You would love him. And he invited me to go. Mm-hmm. At the dinner, obviously. But that was probably when he thought he was going to get laid that night.
I like to eat steaks after I have sex, not before.
And then I never heard from him again. I mean, we chat every now and then.
Why don't you text him now and say, I think you might be the one that got away?
He'll just laugh.
He won't say... Michelle, I look forward to our roads crossing again.
Wait, you just said Michelle?
I was talking about mine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I don't think he'll say that. My feeling is if a guy is into you, he'll come and get it.
This one, I let him down hard, I think. Now I'm ready.
Now you're ready?
Now I'm ready.
You better get what's yours.
I'm trying. I'm working on it, buddy.
All right, well, I'm rooting for you.
Thanks. How long do you think it'll take? 2 months?
Probably. It would be much shorter if he was here.
Yeah, he's not here.
201.
He's not very far either.
I know. Philly, right?
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
You've said too much.
You're the one who keeps talking about it. Don't get mad at me. 201-209-9368. Tell us about the one who got away. Is that a good topic?
How about if you were a sandwich, what sandwich would you be?
Turkey and Swiss.
Not tuna fish?
Are you seriously laughing at that joke? You're an idiot. Idiot.
Don't call me an idiot.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, my tattoo would say knuckles.
Genius. Hi, you're on the radio.
Are you still on the first topic, or did you...
You seem too high to change topic, so you can have the first one.
Okay. I wanted to do the knuckle tattoo that got away.
Okay.
It would say big mistake, but since you can't fit all the letters, it would just say big mista.
I like those.
I like that, too.
I like the ones that aren't finished.
Because, like... You only have so many
knuckles. Yeah, we understand why.
I just like saying that phrase.
You only have so many knuckles.
Yeah, I use it all the time.
All right, buddy, what's your name?
Brian.
All right, Brian, you have a good night there, buddy.
Have a good one. Rot as Rolly says, are you ready for this answer?
Mm-hmm.
A knuckle sandwich.
Well, well, well. Well, well, well.
Huh. You don't even know what to do with your hands right now. Ra is Rolly. You're on the list for being our only smart listener. I mean. Well played.
Really nice. Really nice.
Well played.
Good form, my friend.
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
Of course, not everyone's like, if I were a sandwich, I'd be a hot dog. Or, if I were a sandwich, I know what I wouldn't be, a hot dog, because that's not a sandwich. Idiots. Hi, you're on the radio.
I really think Get a Life is the best one so far.
I do like
Get a Life. Absolutely.
I love telling people to get a life.
Get a life.
Mister.
I like to say grow up.
Grow.
People get really mad.
Yeah, that's such a rude thing to say.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hey, Ted. Thanks for the record.
Thanks for nothing.
well, I'll send you something, Frankie. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't forget to send me something if you send her something.
I tried to send even Ledger, so...
What's that?
I owe you something, and I owe Michelle a beer, because I got you a beer at the record store, so...
Whatever.
Tip for tat.
Okay. Well, anyway. I can't say what my knuckle tattoo would be because it's I can't say it on the radio. Unless you want to hear it and then Michelle dump it.
Why don't you try and abbreviate it?
Why don't you use code words?
All right. So, the F word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
F yeah.
Yeah. F yeah.
All right, Ted. That's not too shabby.
I mean, if I could go with fewer letters.
Just Ted. That's kind of generic.
I'd go.
Clearly, you should have said it would be just Ted.
Just Ted.
Yeah.
No, it would be go me.
What? Oh my God.
If there's fewer letters, it would be go me.
That's only four letters.
Ted, what do you have? Only one hand? We've seen you before.
Goodbye, just Ted.
Bye, Ted. Keep those presents rolling in.
Burritos. Robin said Frangles.
Aw.
No, Robin. She's being mean to me. She didn't say it in a nice way.
Sounds like a nice thing.
No, she didn't.
No, not nice.
No, because she was the one who was like, I know what sandwich I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have a hot dog because that's not a sandwich.
And yeah, but she's sure she said it in a moment.
I don't talk like that, Frangles. Hi, you're on the radio.
I would get the word regrets, with an exclamation point across both hands.
These suck.
Why?
Is it the topic?
Tell us about the one that got away.
Yeah, who's the one that got away?
Or I would get bad on one hand.
Men hate talking about their feelings.
Tell us about the one that got away.
Let's talk feelings, friend.
I can't.
Why?
I just couldn't.
Why?
No one knows who you are. This is anonymous. Is it because you're married, but you have a one that got away who isn't your wife?
Well, I just never know who's listening.
Nobody's listening. It's just the three of us.
Yeah, no one's here right now.
Just the three of us. Jesus in the sky. Just the three of us.
But seriously, bad on one hand, idea on the other. That's a funny tattoo.
Okay, but tell us about the one that got away.
What's her initial, her first initial? How old were you?
What did she smell like?
Lavender?
Rose.
More of a mint, I guess.
A mint? Like a fresh, like a double mint twin. She smelled like a double mint twin.
Did she have blonde, flowing locks?
Mint on the other.
Did she have blonde hair? Did you meet her, like, in a meadow?
It was more of a field.
Did she bite your bottom lip when she kissed you?
Yeah, that always seals the deal.
Right?
Yeah. Was she super sweet and shy?
No, more aggressive, I'd say.
Did she have a braid in her hair?
No.
Sandals?
Leather?
Remember, this is 20 questions, so you only have like 5 left.
You're telling us the rules on our show?
How dare you, sir.
Gotta go.
Bye! 201-209-9368. I don't really know what the topic is, but just call us. We're having fun anyway. Hi, you're on the radio.
My knuckles would say squeezer.
That word is gross.
Yeah, real gross.
Disgusting. What's wrong with you?
That's real gross, dude.
I have another one. Hold on. If I was like a diner chef... I would say flapjack.
See, that's cute.
I like flapjack.
I like when people give a context to it.
Tell us about the one that got away.
I have a couple more context, actually. If I was a butcher, it would say gizzards.
Ew.
Yucky.
If I was a Spanish chef, it would say gazpacho.
What if you were a football player?
I don't know. I have
pig skins. With a Z at the end.
Jump.
What if you were a pilot? Airplanes.
I don't know.
I'm not good at this game. Maybe that's why I don't like it.
Tell us about the one that got away.
Oh. Jeez. She was, my friends are listening.
Oh, come on, dudes! Why are guys so lame? Yeah. You're all such, like...
Sorry, who cares if your friends are
listening?
You're
such wussies.
Please tell us.
A real man talks about his feelings.
All right, yeah. She was British? I don't know.
What else? How'd you lose her?
Huh?
How'd you lose her?
I think I was too into it.
Too nice?
A little overzealous.
Mm. Yeah. Can you get her back?
The balance of, you know, being into it but not being into it, and I don't get it, you know?
Like playing the game, you mean?
I don't play
the
game.
Game. Thank you. Yeah.
I don't play the game.
Yeah, the game is annoying. Grown-ups don't need to play the game.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I was like, I don't, why am I doing this? Yeah.
Did she smell like lavender?
I don't know.
You don't know what she smelled like?
You're asking girl questions.
What? I just imagine these women, they're like...
Why do you think they smell like lavender?
Because they just, like, I imagine a girl in, like,
she's
a summer
British.
Dress.
She doesn't smell like lavender.
And she smells like lavender, and she's, like, really sweet, and she goes to church on Sundays.
They can't all be the same. This girl was British. She probably smelled like salt and potatoes or something.
Salt and potatoes.
Yes. Can you get her back? Do you want her back?
I mean, it would be nice, but I'm
See?
Over it at this point.
But if she came back, if she texted
you're
you...
You're not over it if she's listen, the one that got away. You're never she, over it.
If she texted you and was like, hey, you should come to New York to see Jesus and Mary Chain on Sunday. I have an extra pot gummy. You would totally have said yes, right?
Oh, yeah. Except I am in New York, so...
Maybe George will text me and invite me.
I was
going
to say hi to you guys on at the record fair, Why and I realized I was holding... Nebraska.
Oh. For real? That's amazing.
That
I
is,
love it.
She would have stolen it from you.
Yeah.
I did get that Sid Barrett record. Thanks for giving me that guy whose name I forgot.
Oh, it's Ian from the wrap-up party thing.
Oh, Ian, wait. I thought I saw you there, and I was like, why didn't he say hi to me?
There's a wrap-up party?
That's so messed up, Ian, because I was like, I thought that was you, and we even made a little bit of eye contact, didn't we? And I was like, that must not be him. It must just be someone who looks like him.
Who's
well,
Ian?
You were dealing with, like, a...
I was at the swag table, and you came in with a girl, right?
Huh? Yeah.
Yep. I remember being like, he's not saying hi to me because he's with a girl.
Yeah, why didn't you tell us the truth of why you didn't say hi?
Because I was holding the Nebraska record.
I love it that people know how much I want things and that I can get them.
All right, Ian, have a good one.
Bye, Ian. Okay. He's cute.
Hi, you're on... It was fine. Hi, you're on the radio.
White knuckle sandwich. My favorite sandwich.
What else do you have to tell us today?
Am I helping?
Yeah, you're always helping.
You love to help.
White knuckle sandwich. It's a great pun.
I don't get it.
You've never heard of a white knuckle, like you had an adventure, a white knuckle adventure, because you're gripping onto the steering wheel?
I've never heard that in my life.
Heard that expression?
Have you, Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
Or a rafting trip. It was a white knuckle. You were gripping so tight, your knuckles were white.
I mean, I get it, but no, I've never heard it until this moment.
It's also not as clever as you think it is, sir.
Yeah, it's not at all.
Oh, I don't think it's very clever.
He's post-clever.
Oh, my God. He hung up. We broke him. We finally broke him.
High five.
Well done, Michelle. Oh, my God. That guy's the worst.
I love breaking people.
We broke him.
I hope I broke his spirit.
He finally felt stupid.
Ooh.
We shouldn't be happy about making him feel stupid, but I feel like that guy needs a little bit of perspective on life.
He needs a dose of his own medicine.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Franklin. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, what's up?
I think I got a knuckle tattoo.
Go.
My name is.
What?
My name is.
Is he saying my wiener?
No.
What did he
my
say?
My name is on my knuckle.
Oh, my name is.
Yo me amo.
Yeah, I get it. Okay.
I thought he was saying something where we were going to keep repeating it and then realize we were saying a bad word.
Like schmelma poop?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, and they all got away. All my...
They all got away? Why'd you let him get away?
Nice guys finish last.
Oh, please.
They kind of do. They often do.
Yeah, but, you know, you'll get a good girl in the end.
You will. Maybe.
What about nice girls? Do they finish last?
No. They get everything they want.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. Wait, are we nice girls?
No, we aren't. But we're not bad girls. Well,
I'm not a bad girl. I'm a good girl.
You're not a good girl.
I'm a good girl.
You're not a good girl.
Michelle!
You're a bitch and I'm crazy.
Being a bitch... You can be a bitch who's still a good girl.
You're also crazy.
That doesn't make you a bad girl either.
I cannot say the words, you're a bad girl. So I will not.
You're a bad girl.
I'm a bad girl.
No, you're a bad girl. All right, buddy, have a good one.
You too.
They're
saying the know-it-all guy probably smells like boiled potatoes and sausage.
Not sausage. I bet he's a vegetarian.
Vegan. Ugh. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
My knuckle tat would say cocksure.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Mark the kilometer at the basement.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls. It's Rooster and Scott.
Hey, Rooster. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Rooster. Hi, Scott. Scott, thanks for your lovely letter. It was really, really sweet.
How come I'm not getting anything?
Oh, and well, I got a postcard. We got...
Why are you opening our mail without me? That's a felony.
Someone sent postcards, one to both of us and one just to me. And I forgot who it was.
Okay, well, how come you're getting all this stuff and I'm not getting anything?
I don't know why.
Well, I want things too.
Well, I guess that's how you get them, by yelling at people and sounding like a brat.
I better.
What do you say?
I don't know, but I like that he's laughing at himself.
All right, Rooster, what do you got for us today?
Let's see. Scott's going to have on his left hand, he's going to have the word fret on his neck backwards. I'm dyslexic, but I think that's correct.
Wait, what's the second word?
Tick, T-I-C-K.
T-I-C-K.
Fret tick? What is that?
Guitar.
Fret.
A fret.
What's a tick?
I don't know what that part is.
It's a little triangular thing you use to bump the strings.
Oh, pick.
Oh, pick. Got it.
Got it, got it.
We have WFMU ones.
Oh, yeah, I could get him some. Probably.
Should we send him some? Can he have that?
Can he have mail?
He might be able to receive a pick. Hmm. I'm not sure.
I bet not, because you could make a shiv out of it.
Yeah, you could definitely make a shiv out of it.
Well,
I'll give it to him when he gets out. I'll save him one.
There's a separate address.
He's out. He's out in December, right?
Yep.
So I'll just save one for him.
All right. Very good. That'll fly.
What would yours say? Rooster?
Yeah.
What would your tattoo say?
Well, mine would be all one word, but he would say retired with an exclamation point.
Well played. All right, that's a good one.
That is a good one. Bye,
have a good
Rooster.
One.
Bye, Scott. 201-209-9368. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. There's only a few kitten shirts left.
How many? My stomach hurts today.
Why? Because you're having your womanly...
I am having my womanly time.
My womanly time is running a little late this month.
Are you preggo?
No. No.
Oh, man, it's killing me.
Erica,
I also ate McDonald's last night.
What time?
11.
Hmm.
Ugh. I chowed down the fries while I was waiting for the chicken tenders.
And then you had to order more fries?
I was about to, but the line was too long, so I went home all mad.
Chicken, they don't have chicken tenders.
Or chicken select, whatever the hell they're
the
called.
The chicken tenders are BK.
Chicken select tenders, they're called.
Mm.
They're the long ones, the good ones.
I like BK.
I like BK, too, but I had
BK's
McDonald's.
BK's dark meat.
Well, I like the BK original chicken sandwich.
Well, it doesn't taste the way you remember it.
Wait, why?
Remember how it tasted in high school?
Yeah, had all that mayo with the iceberg lettuce.
It doesn't taste like that anymore.
What do you mean?
You know, me and my ex-boyfriend, not the one that got away, the one that's gone for good.
Yeah, him, yeah.
Him and I got them, and I was like, this is going to taste just like high school when I was high as a kite.
Yeah.
And then we ate them, and we were like, doesn't taste the same.
What are you, come on.
It wasn't good. But the French toast sticks.
Oh.
Now there we go.
Oh, those are so
good.
Now
there we go.
Oh, they need to kill that McDonald's and make it a BK. Yeah. I also got a Checkers near there. Do we like Checkers?
I don't know. They didn't have Checkers in Puerto Rico.
They got curly fries.
Oh. I love
curly fries. The seasons.
What's for dinner?
Beer.
Halo Top?
Yeah, Halo Top. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I'm Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
I think getting Boy Scout tattooed on your knuckles would be kind of cool.
That is kind of funny. Yeah, I like that one.
I'm actually driving a truck, but my co-driver right here, he's got the one that got away right here.
All
right,
let's hear it.
Hello.
Lots of truck drivers.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Hi.
Tell us about her.
What do you guys want to know about her?
Details.
Yeah, like, what are the things that made you totally obsessed with her?
What did
the
you details, love about
the
her?
Small things.
Like
the way she bit her nail or tucked her hair behind her ear.
She'd fart in her sleep.
Oh, you're a liar. This isn't funny. You're insulting love.
I'm not faking it.
What else?
Before she fell asleep, she'd, twitch every time. So no matter what, anywhere, outside, inside in a bed, anywhere, she just twitches.
And what happened to her?
Why was she sleeping outside?
Camping.
Thanks, Michelle.
How'd you lose her? What'd you do?
You're lying.
That's private. That part's private.
You're
private.
Lying.
You know what would be awesome if my one that got away called right now?
And asked you to marry him?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That would make me so happy.
Me too.
Do you think he's listening?
Maybe.
What if mine did that? Oh, George.
How romantic.
All right, have a good one. We got to answer all the phone lines in case they're calling.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the radio. Is it George or a name I won't name?
Wait, no.
Oh.
Sorry to disappoint you.
That's okay.
I wanted to tell you guys about the one that got away.
Okay.
Yeah. Her name was Catherine. We met one night. Well, we were both sitting next to each other on the floor of a club. It was an after hours.
Hot.
Uh-huh.
Like 7 o'clock. But for some reason, we started talking and we connected over Stevie Wonder. We were talking about Stevie Wonder for what seemed like hours. I mean, we were both pretty effed up. And then we dated for about 6 months. And then time went by, the more I sort of discovered that she had a drug problem. And then she had this crew of her friends that she liked to party with. And I think they were pulling her towards them, they were pulling her to keep her away from me, because I guess I was connected, a little too connected to the real world. So anyway, that sort of ended things.
She's not the one who got away. You're the one that got away for her.
You're probably lucky that she got away.
Yeah, but we would cross paths time and again, and she was. Getting her life, she had gone back to law school, and she had gone to law school, and then, but she eventually became a teacher. But we would always connect, and it would or cross paths, and it would always seem Catherine was the one. And now she's married; she has 4 kids.
Oh, Catherine!
I see her on Facebook. Yeah.
Then you still think about her?
I do, I do. Just because she's still really pretty and.
That is so cute.
But I want to bring something else up. I won a T-shirt from you guys a month ago. I told you guys a story about falling off a building.
Oh, yeah.
I never got the T-shirt, and I just wanted to, because I had emailed you guys a couple of times, and the email kept getting sent back.
Oh, then we didn't get it.
Okay.
Try again.
Try it again. It's shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. Okay.
I did that a few times and it kept coming back.
That's weird. We'll let our IT guru know.
Okay.
That's not good.
No, but he's not the first person who said that.
Really?
Yeah.
you guys were talking that, just that very episode, you guys were talking about how no one was claiming their T-shirt.
Yeah, he's and not the first person who said it.
Should I give an alternate email address?
Yeah, you have your FMU
yes.
one?
Yes, you can email Michelle C. It's Michelle with one L. M-I-C-H-E-L-E. Then the letter C, like cat.
Uh-huh. Yep.
At WFMU.org.
Okay, awesome. Cool, thanks, guys.
Okay, sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
All right, have a good one.
I hate it when that happens.
Bless Jeff. Hi, you're on the radio.
Give it up.
Good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
It's going to be him, and it's going to be amazing.
It's Chris from L.A. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I have one that got away.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot that got away. One that got away, though.
Oh, this is the guy with the boss, who I always think, is this my friend Chris?
Yeah, that's me.
We talked to his boss. I fell out of my chair.
Yeah, I'll never forget. Okay, anyway, hi. Tell us about the one that got away.
It was this girl in my poetry class in college, and we went to a read.
I'm already laughing.
I know, nice. It's horrible. It's totally bad. So I go to this reading with her, and another friend, and it's cool. Nothing's happening. It wasn't even a date, and we start drinking, and I don't even drink wine.
Mm.
And then her friend goes to the other room, and she calls me over with her finger, super sexy. She had this really, really blonde, curly hair, and we start making out. And then it's time to go home. I'm like, I don't think I should get in the car. And
why?
Because I was drunk. I had, like, the wine wasn't sitting well with me. It was like red wine or something. I don't know. Anyway, we're on the freeway, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up. I take my shirt and I turn it into a bowl, and I begin throwing.
No!
Oh no!
And it drained down. It was so horrible. It was purple throw up. Anyhow, yeah, that was that, and no more talking.
It was purple throw up.
It was red wine, yeah.
Girl, I know all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your name again, Chris?
Yeah.
You're in LA.
You're on the list.
Oh no, I got a shit the other week. Don't worry about that. I'm just.
It's not, whatever. If you're on the list again, you're on the list
you're
again.
You're on the list. You're on the oh, list.
All right, then. Okay. I can do that.
Did I send you your shirt?
Yeah, I totally got it.
Do you love it?
I love it. I gave it to Tracy, but it was too big, and so she gave it back to me.
So if you win again, you can get a smaller size.
No, we don't have any.
Oh, we don't have any.
No, we're out. We send, like I try to send the size people ask for, but if I don't
we're
have
gonna
it.
We're going to get new shirts soon.
Yeah, we have
we're,
to.
Yeah. Cool.
All right, have
all right,
a good
Chris.
One.
See you guys.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how's it going? I have one that got away.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, so this one has a twist at the end. So a bunch of years ago, I was like 19 years old. My friend, he was going out with the one that got away sister. And we met them at a bus stop. And automatically, I didn't like her. I thought she was she looked like a, I don't want to say the word, but a bee.
Uh-huh.
And she thought I was just like a skeevy stoner, which I was. So then the whole time, we kind of would glance at each other, but we were like kind of like trying to fight it. But one thing went to another, led to another, and by the end of the night, we got together. And we were in a relationship for like a good like 2 or 3 years until I graduated college, and I was still dumb and stupid, so to me, my band was more important.
Well, of course.
Typical.
So she got away. But then, at the time, she was living in Brooklyn. But then, like, I think like 8 years later, she moved around me, and we kind of reconnected. And so now we're married, and we have 4 kids. And pretty much I had to do the reverse. Instead of being with the band, I had to, like, pretty much, like, skip out on one of our biggest shows that we were going to have. And we flew to Las Vegas and got married there, so I pretty much had to do like the reverse.
You're so cute. Frangry's crying.
Oh.
Because you hit a nerve. She's sensitive and she's crying right now.
I have my period.
What's your name, buddy?
Tito.
Tito. Good for you, Tito. You're a real man.
Are you Tito in LA?
No.
Oh. You're on the list, Tito. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
All right, don't give up on the one that got away, guys.
So, oh, thank you, Tito.
I won't.
Me either. I'm going to text him tonight. Have
all
a
right,
good one.
No worries.
I'm just going to email him a link to this show.
My mind might be listening.
What do I have to lose?
Just all your dignity.
I don't care. I already lost it. Long time ago.
6 minutes for him to call and...
201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up? It's Mark and Kev.
It's not him.
What's up, dudes?
Nothing much. We're going to get knuckle tats tonight.
What are you getting?
We're going to get dead ass bee on our knuckles.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Just hang up on anyone who isn't him.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Hey, this is me, Michelle.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I'm calling to ask for your hand in marriage.
I got so excited.
I know, that's messed up. You're messing with a girl's emotions.
Messing with my emotions. I'm a sensitive and delicate creature.
It's messed up.
It's been too long, Michelle.
That is not the way he talks.
This isn't the way he talks. He reads a lot of books.
Dissed.
Meet me at Crypto's on Drake tonight.
Okay. I might do that.
She'll be there if you buy her one.
Yeah, no problem.
The one with the egg on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'll see you there. Then we can go eat Halo Top in the park and throw rocks at buildings.
What? Is that the way to your heart, Michelle?
Yes, that's the way to my heart. We can go to Chin-Ups in McCarran Park, and then we can throw rocks at abandoned buildings on Franklin. Then we'll eat some Crips Dogs, have some Halo Top, watch some TV, and make out.
The way to my heart is wine and in bed.
Well, watching TV. I can arrange both those.
Watching movies.
All right, hang up on him. So what's his name?
Okay, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. Is it you?
No, don't hang up on me, though.
What's up, dude?
Make it quick, brah. I got two people to answer.
You got two people left, and you're waiting for the one that got away.
Yeah.
I had a quick one that got away. I was really drunk living in Los Angeles, and I met this girl, and she was kind of cute, and, you know, went back to her place, kind of the usual fare, and she, you know, bared a little skin, and she showed me her tattoo, and it was supposed to be, I don't know, some sort of dragon. And I said, it looked like a sea monkey. And she got upset. And I said, you want to see my monkey? And she got more upset. And that was the end of the night.
You're an idiot.
I think it's funny.
If some guy said that to me, I'd punch him in the face.
I would.
I know. It was like, it looks like a sea monkey. But, you know, you want to see my monkey? And she just was not happy. And that was the
That's
end
a
of
cute
the
story,
that
though.
That is a cute story.
I was kind of drunk and silly. I thought I'd get away.
Listen, the girl who's right for you in that scenario would have laughed and been like, yeah, I do want to see your monkey.
She wasn't. She dumped me.
Good story.
It kind of got away very quickly.
Good story, buddy. Have a good one.
I hope the guy calls for you.
Me too. Thanks.
They already hung up. Hi, you're on the radio. Hello? Hello? Oh, my God! Is it you?
I can't do what you need, Francine. I can't.
It's not him. That's not his voice.
Nope.
Nice try, though.
We have any other calls?
No. 201-209-9368. Call us if you're either of those two guys and you want to marry us.
201-209.
Damn, we just got rejected publicly on the air.
I'd settle for another couple dates.
At least mine isn't listening, so.
Mine's probably not listening.
You did buy me a great steak, though.
Hi, Billy Jam.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Frankly. Shut up, weirdos.
Hi, Billy Jam.
201-209-9368.
Right. I want to give the shirt to Tito with that love story.
Oh, I know you do.
Sorry, I'm a sap.
Brought a tear to your eye.
Tito, you win the t-shirt. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
Wait, was he the one that said the one that got away's sister?
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, that was him.
All right, well, I'm sorry I didn't hear from him.
There's two calls.
Just what really
What
quick.
If it's them? Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I would marry you both if I could.
Nope.
Make me laugh.
Thank you, though. It's not them. No more calls. They hate us.
No, he does not hate me.
rejected on the air.
2-0. Oh, all right. All right. Billy Jam is... I'm broken.
No, you're not.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back next week. If you go to Jesus and Mary Chain, come say hi to me Sunday night.
Are you going?
I'm going. Are you going?
No, but I got my tickets last week.
Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Yeah, yeah!
Yeah!
Are you serious?
I believe you.
What's your name?
Where'd you learn that?
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 What's your name?
Where'd you learn?
What's your name?
Where'd you learn that?
I'm Googling.
Listen at the end of the hour, you might win a free t-shirt.
Is it true?
I'm Googling.
The show's almost over.
I'm Googling.
Ace Beats, Triz, Rocksteady, Money Beats. They who talk a lot is PPP, rising to the top, make the speakers pop. It's PPP, they unorthodox, watch them form a plot, it's PPP. Yeah. Excuse me, pardon me, I got a crush on Cardi B. Music just flow through the artery. A lion of Zion, the heart of me. Wave, wave, I parted seas. If you get in the way, departed scene. Ghost town, softer than R&B. All my vocal tracks are a horror scene. Whoa now, I got the golden keys like it's Borderlands. This is hard easy. In my opinion, you are all cheesy. My wordplay, part cheesy. Brain scrambled over hard leaky. Gotta stay away and off TV. Hidden messages for hard reading. Beware of the curse of the Kardashian. Tarot cards and a palm reader. Money coming, can you foresee it? I've been chasing quesadilla, f*** your face, it ain't familiar. You ain't real, we can't feel you. Nonviolent chairs, I would hate to kill you. Smoking on an eighth gorilla, take a picture, take it with you. Don't forget that I'm getting good, I'm getting good. I'm the one who dropped the lyrics like the sun and make promoters pay with interest. I'm the one who got a deal and got a gun, cause I'm about to make a killing. I'm the one who keep it 1001, cause I can never fake the feeling. I'm the one, the highest one, to puff the blunt and crumble weed for paper filling. Just PVP, they who smoke a lot, they who talk a lot, it's BBP, rising to the top, make the speakers pop, it's BBP, they unorthodox, watch them form a plot, it's BBP, it's BBP, it's BBP, they who smoke a lot, they who talk a lot, it's BBP, rising to the top, make the speakers pop, it's BBP, they unorthodox, watch them form a plot, it's BBP, it's BBP.
Yeah. If you down with me, come around with me.
Okay.
Ride around in the town with me. Break down and smoke loud with me. Go wide and move crowds with me. Looked around and I found plenty of that long money, so I sound busy. Still fresh, but I shop thrifty. Trying to hit lock and just drop 50.
Okay.
Like a fat bitch. The black cat of this rap shit. Y'all fall in love with that wax shit.
Yeah.
Snap back and come slap this. Y'all front, y'all catfish. Brag a lot and don't have shit. Pillow talk to a bad b- just to up the homie, that's fair. Same, there's no new faces. Tour around and go to new places. Different states to catch new cases.
Yeah.
Thank God, yo, I'm too gracious. Shit, die for me, shit, ride for me. If I'm going down, shit, cry for me.
Yeah.
They gon' ask the shit, lie for me like she supposed to, and that's fine for me. They'll smoke me, f- the police. Sweating again, cause we 4D.
Okay.
Judge fast and don't know me, what's your dead, leave them so deep. Wide awake and get no sleep.
Yeah.
Stay high and make no peep.
Nah.
Brain dead in my dumb piece, but this dope shit make it so sweet.
Just BBP, they who smoke a lot, they who talk a lot. It's BBP, rising to the top, make the speakers pop. It's BBP, they unorthodox, watch them form a plot. It's BBP, it's BBP.
it's BBP. They who smoke a lot, they who talk a lot, it's BBP. Rising to the top, make the speakers pop, it's BBP. They unorthodox, watch them form a plot, it's BBP.
So, it's BBP. I just wanna know, who got some it's snaps BBP. Up on the petrol? It's all gas, what you expect, bro? No brakes, we had to permanently break us off that pedal. Shit and fake, we know your label is Geppetto. And the strings you got attached is what we wrap around your neck and raise the death toll. Steady be heavyweight, you better wait, still got that belt, bro. Tryna step up in the ring, I'll hit you with that people's elbow. Yeah, they smell with rocks, cooking Hell's Kitchen, who I chef up. Even the devil know I make some fuego, mac and queso. Got boyos going loco, flipping chickens for the pesos. Bread is what they want, so crumbs is what them birds can wait for. No snakes or rats, platinum plaques is what these raps are made for. Turns niggas got a wall full, and I ain't talking ego. Morning wood up in your beach before she cook your grits and huevos. Fit the Jose Huevo, then wake up like where the day go. Made a list of all the shit up out your fridge that we just ate, so as you read, you we please remind them in case they ain't know.
Bitches BBP, they who smoke a lot, they who talk a lot, it's BBP. Rising to the top, make the speakers pop, it's BBP. They unorthodox, watch them form a plot, it's BBP. It's BBP, it's BBP. They who smoke a lot, they who talk a lot, it's BBP. Rising to the top, make the speakers pop, it's BBP. They unorthodox, watch them form a plot, it's BBP. It's BBP, it's BBP.
Some bet, nothing can fuck with the best. Yeah, I show and prove now that I'm an older dude. Power of the ocean, moving through my songs at the ocean view. I told the truth, I ain't never lied. My vocals do them exercises. I mold the youth, give them better lives. Used to roll the doobies up extra time. That shows I do that, memorizing. I'm never dying, only endless rhyming. I'm tantalizing, y'all pantomiming. We penalizing your enterprise. Y'all can't decide, curse out the squad. High speed network, yeah, work with gods. Your girlfriend thinks you're twerk, calling me saying that she wanna jerk me off. For me too, I crush the world. One ugly dude, but good luck with girls. Doing rugby moves, I bust a twirl. I must be smooth, they love to smirk. What's up with y'all? I'm up with y'all. Don't pick up the ball if y'all gonna fall. I dunk on y'all, put them on a poster like grandmama. Understand me, dog.
Not again.
Second, running and stumbling, plus fumbling your sentences. We coming with hundreds of henchmen. Might bust a rhyme through a double time, simultaneously crush a dime. She give me brain and plus she loves to ride. My face look like I'm loving life. I don't bust a gun nor touch a knife, but I uppercut you in front of your wife. You a sucker cause you sucker punch my music. I'm the hungry type. I'll eat my food and take your plate. Lone Tree's a dude, I make a statement. Steez is suitable, we unusual. She is beautiful, I take the date. No shaking big boy, I hate a fake boy. I'm razor blade sharp, major pain, heart flavor. Flame clock, stain the dame songs. This ain't a sing along made for dames, dog. I make it rain, but I spell it with an E-I-G. And we all here in treetops, speak Korean, cause we top secret.